You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Did you hear that? What Jesus said? Hear me and understand. He's not mixing any words there. He's telling us something very specific. He says, nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person. But the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, which means decadence, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and folly. All these come from within, and they defile. Hear me, he said, and understand. That's quite a list, and if we review it, we can probably pick out a few things that are applicable to us in our lives. So then, are we basically evil? Well, the Reformed Protestant theologians believe that we were created in the image and likeness of God. But due to sin, humankind has become totally corrupted. According to them, sinfulness affects a person's nature, and that includes his or her will. And taken to the extreme, as has happened in some mainstream Protestant faiths, we are predestined to sin. But the Catholic Church professes quite a difference here. We believe that, like they do, created in the image and likeness of God, humans are basically good and can bring a unique reflection of God into the world. I don't know if you're like me, though. This last week has not been a very good display of human beings reflecting God in the world. Yes, sin tempts us to do evil, but we can fight off the temptation with God's grace. We are not predestined to do evil. Remember this, before Cain kills his brother, God said to him, sin is lurking at the door. It desires you, but you must master it. Cain did not master sin, and he killed his brother. But then it begs the question, how do we in fact master sin? Of course, we cannot do it ourselves. We need the grace of God. But we do it first by acknowledging that there is a battle that is being waged here and now for our very souls. Unfortunately, we don't always acknowledge this, and we cannot always see the evil that is lurking around. Many times it comes subliminally in suggestions made by people who live in a culture of death. Most of these people are not evil in and of themselves, but they flirt with the enemy and are being used by him. Some of these subliminal suggestions are, for example, it's a different world now. Society has changed. Or, go ahead, it's okay, everybody does it, whatever the it may be. Or, the church needs to modernize its thinking. That one, we are even hearing from the higher-ups in the church these days. If we hear these things enough, we can come to believe them. And before we know it, we have entered a gray area, somewhere between what is good and holy, the white, and what is black, true evil and death. I like the words of the song Slow Fade by the contemporary Christian group Casting Crowns. The lyrics are this. It's a slow fade when you give yourself away. It's a slow fade when black or white have turned to gray. Thought invade, choices are made. A price will be paid when you give yourself away. People never crumble in a day. It's a slow fade. And when our thoughts are turned to that gray, what defiles then becomes even easier from within. The thoughts of using others for our own selfish pleasures, porn and sexual use and abuse, seem to become justifiable in the gray. Everyone's doing it, right? Taking from others becomes acceptable because, well, they're rich, or the company won't miss it, they have a lot of it. I think it's not really stealing. They don't use it anyway, right? Malice creeps in when we gossip or criticize another in their face or behind their back. Sometimes we think, well, if I just think these things, it's not really sinful, right? It's rare that any human goes all the way to black, the black of evil. But those 50 shades of gray that we've heard about are very present in our world and in our minds. The truth is that we do have to put up an incredible fight against evil. We must remain pure for the Lord. I mentioned earlier that we cannot do this alone. We need His grace and an unlimited supply of that grace comes to us in the sacraments. The last few weeks we've been speaking about the Eucharist, and this week I speak about the sacrament of penance, also known as reconciliation in our modern church and more politically correct language. But we also need the company of our Catholic community. We even say so in that beautiful prayer, the Confiteor, that we prayed together at the beginning of this Mass. If we take the time to listen to what we are saying in that prayer, then we recognize that we are asking our brothers and sisters to pray for us to the Lord our God. We are responsible for the salvation of souls. You and me, not just our own, but to those who are sitting around you, and those who are here in the sanctuary. And of course, grace always comes through prayer. Make time and take time to sit before the Blessed Sacrament and give Him your heart. This is, after all, Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church. He's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Come and visit him and pray. Yes, we belong to God. He claimed us at our baptism. He is within us when we worthily and reverently receive the Eucharist. He has given our pure heart in which to dwell when we have the words of absolution pronounced over us in the sacrament of penance. St. Paul said it today as well. He said, "Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls." If we honestly make the attempt to listen as Jesus commanded and put into action God's plan as he commanded, then the word of God will keep us unstained by this world. God will do this, even though Satan is out there, prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for something to eat.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.